Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, so I put this in all my tax slides all the time because I think I want everyone to have this perspective and understand this. And so Warren Buffett stated, "I paid a lower tax rate than my secretary, thanks to the many loopholes and deductions that benefit the wealthy." And so I love to include this, and I love to have start off with this conversation, because the reality is that Warren Buffett is not boasting. He's not saying it's right. He actually thinks that it's wrong. But the reality is the reality. So this goes back to my conversation of earlier saying, okay, well, if you don't currently have a business, or you're not currently investing, you need to invest. You have Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, saying that his tax rate, right? So not saying the amount of taxes that he pays, his tax rate is lower than his secretary. So that tax rate just means that his rate is probably at 25% and his secretary is probably at 35%, right? And it's all because of what he's investing in and where his income is flowing in from. And so the government is always going to incentivize things that they want to pretty much happen, right? So if they want more people to become landlords, they're going to incentivize real estate. That's why there's so many tax deductions and so many different perks when it comes to real estate. When it comes to taxes, is because the government needs help. They want landlords. They want you to be a landlord because they cannot house everyone. When it comes to, you know, food and energy and all those things, there's a bunch of different tax deductions surrounding them. And it's because that's what the IRS wants. The IRS wants you, I'm sorry, that's what the government wants. The government wants you to invest your money in the stock market long-term, not short-term, right? So what do? They make the tax rates for long-term investing lower than the tax rate for short-term investing, right? And so you all have to just, it's really about mindset when I educate. When I'm educating you all, if you know you want to go off and do your own taxes, that's fine. But when I'm educating, it's really about mindset so that way you all can understand what's possible and you can understand pretty much the rules of the game. Okay, so I'll read this. You guys can feel free to take a screenshot of this. This is pretty much what I spoke to you all about already in terms of what tax planning is. But tax planning is the analysis and arrangement of a person's and business financial situation in order to reduce their tax liability. The tax plan ensures that all elements of the financial plan work together to pay the lowest tax in a legal and efficient manner. Through tax planning, individuals ensure they can attain maximum tax efficiency. Reducing tax liability increases the ability to take the money you would have paid to the IRS and allow you to contribute to your dreams. Okay, so that, in a nutshell, is what tax planning is. In a one-liner, keep more of your money so you can do whatever it is that you want with it, right? And to make it simple. Now, I'm going to start talking about tax planning, and we're going to start off with bookkeeping. I used to be so lenient when it comes to bookkeeping, and I used to try to find a way around it to tell people, you know, maybe you don't need bookkeeping. Maybe you could try to do it yourself. No, you guys need some sort of bookkeeping. Now, whether you decide to do the bookkeeping yourself, everyone needs some sort of bookkeeping software. Some people choose to keep track of their books. They may choose to keep track of their books, on Excel, right? The issue with trying to maintain your books, the money that's coming in and going out of your business, the issue with that is that when you do that, you pretty much have the opportunity to miss things, right? So if you're missing things, you may forget to include a transaction. You may include, some revenue or some expenses. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're able to kind of get ahead of that, right? And so I do recommend like some sort of software. So whether that's like QuickBooks, some of my clients, I use QuickBooks within my company with my clients, but what's some other one? Wave. Some clients do use Wave. I don't care what you use, just use something, right? And so
is that a write-off if they decide to?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. You know my voice is going. So absolutely, if you guys sign up for QuickBooks, if you guys decide to pay me, if you guys decide to pay another professional, all of those things are tax write-offs, right? And that's the beauty. And I said this on stage, I was like, you know, the beauty of being a business owner or an investor is that you get to make your money, pay your expenses, and then you're taxed on what's left. Versus when you are a W-2 employee, what happens is that you get your money, your tax, and then you have to try to live off what's left, you know? And so just looking at it that way is like, you know, I tell clients all the time, it really is about what can we do to bring more of our personal expenses over to the business side. So now that business is now deducting those expenses versus, you know, us trying to live off of, let's say, that W-2 income that we're bringing in. So I put bookkeeping first because bookkeeping, as I put here, is really the foundation. Okay. So it is the foundation of tax planning. I cannot help you save on taxes if I don't know how much your business is profiting, if I don't know what expenses you really have or what assets you really have already. It's pretty much impossible for me to help you. And so if you want help or you want to be able to take advantage of things, you have to have your foundation in order. Okay. And bookkeeping is very important, especially for, if you're going for any loans. You don't know how many people every single year contact me actually every single week, contact my office and they're like, oh my God, I'm going for a loan. They're asking me for a profit and loss statement and I can't give them my profit and loss statement because I don't have any bookkeeping. Oh my God, can you guys do my bookkeeping? I need you to do my bookkeeping for the past 2 years and I need it done in 2 days. We're like, so you want us to go through 24 months?
Wow.
You know, and so because nothing is urgent until it's urgent. Mm-hmm. And I like to practice a lot. And most people look at me and they're like, okay, well, you know, you're just like, it's just taxes. But it's like, no, this is really the foundation. Like I really am like the powerhouse to a business from the financial perspective, because all of these tools, all of these things, if you conduct your business and you're in compliance and you have your bookkeeping done and, you know, you're able to save on taxes and file your taxes on time, and all of those things contribute to a profitable business. OK, so moral of the story. Get your stuff together.
I love it.
So let's just quickly talk about tax deductions. So with tax deductions, within tax planning, for the most part, sometimes we do have to bring up to clients some tax deductions that they need to take or they need to consider, or they need to shift from a business side, from their personal over to their business. So any consultants, meals, travels, gifts, entertainment, internet services, computer or software, cell phone, education, medical, magazines. So these are just some, right? Of course, we have home office, we have vehicle, which we'll talk about a little later. There's so many different things. How I like to tell clients to think about tax deductions. I want to define tax deductions because a lot of times people ask me what's like to define it. So I'll continue this thought, but it just popped in my head that I need to define this. So a lot of times what I tell clients is if you are spending money on this particular thing in order to complete that transaction, in order to get that money through the door, then 95% of the time it is a tax deduction. Okay, so pretty much tax deduction really is just you capturing all of your expenses that you have put out in order to operate your business. So for the IRS, in order for something to be considered as an expense, it has to be reasonable and it has to be necessary and ordinary. And so what that means is necessary, meaning that you needed it in order to complete your business, right? And then what did I say? Necessary and ordinary. Ordinary meaning that it's common, right? So if it's something common in your industry and it's necessary, it's considered a tax deduction.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.